Helo a chroeso i'r rhifyn ddiweddara o'r podlediad Presbyteraidd. Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Presbyterian Podcast. A tro yma, un iawn yr Eisteddfod sydd ym Mhontypridd ac mae'n bwrw glaw yn Arllwys, fel galtwch chi glywed, siwr o fod. This time we're coming from the Royal National Eisteddfod here in Pontypridd and it's pouring down with rain, as you can hear. So this podcast will contain some voices from the Eisteddfod. We'll hear from the Bishop of Llandaf, the Right Reverend Mary Stallard, and then we're going to explore a new venture called Park Arts, which is a new expression of the faith, a new expression of church life here in Treforest. And yr un hon, dyn ni'n mynd I glywed nifer o leisiau o'r Eisteddfod gan gynnwys y gwir barchedig Mary Stallard, Esgob Llandaf, ac wedyn ni mi glywed ni oddi wrth bobl sy'n gweithio yn Park Arts, sef cynllun ymgyrch newydd gan y Presbyteriaid yma yn Treforest ger Pontypridd.
Mary Stallard ydw i, Esgob Llandaf.
Wel Mary, ni'n eistedd yn Eglwys St Catherine's yn hynny o Pontypridd, ystod yr Eisteddfod, so mae'n lot o cyffro yn y dre ar y foment ac yn y lle yma lle mae cytun wedi canolfannu I hunan. A bod yma nes ti arwen cwrdd cymun gan nes I ddod mewn gyda ffon enfawr, Crozier, oedd yn arwydd o cael iawn. Lle di esbonio beth oedd mor arwydd o cael I ti o'r Crozier yma?
Wel, mae'n arwydd o weinidogaeth Iesu, of course. Iesu yn bugail da, ac mae'n atgofio ni am y gwaith bugeilio. A mae un sydd gyda fi yn mor pwysig, achos mae wedi cael pedwar person wedi cael ei cafo ar y ffôn, pedwar o saintiau o Gymru, a dwy fech a dwy dynion, dau dynion, a mae hynny yn bwysig I fi, achos cydraddoldeb ydy un o pethau sydd yn bwysig iawn yn fy weinidogaeth fy hun. Ac mae saintiau just yn cael yn nogi ni. Ac y peth dwi'n darganfod yng Nghymru ydy y ffaith fod mae pobl wedi bod arwyddion arbennig yn pwyntio at yr Iesu. Mae'n fel signposts I ni. Ac mae'n dangos y ffordd I ni. A mae'n help enfawr yng Nghymru. Ym mhob lle ni'n gallu gweld pobl sydd wedi dilyn Iesu, pobl sydd wedi rhoi goleini ar y ffordd. Ac pob amser dwi'n defnyddio ar y Crozier, y ffôn yna, dwi'n cofio y bugail da a pobl sydd wedi ddilyn y bugail da Iesu.
Ac fel Esgob, Mary, yn un yng nghanol yr Eisteddfod, a mae'r Eisteddfod yn cymryd lle yn ysgobeth ti. Mae'n cwestiwn mawr iawn, really, neu'n anodd I ateb, ond be mae'n angolygu, ti'n meddwl, bod yr Eisteddfod yn ôl I ganol dy weinidogaeth ti?
Wel, mae'n ffantastig. Mae yn enwedig rhywun yn ein cymdeithas, pan mae pobl yn gwahanu, mae pobl yn mynd ar y strydoedd, yn protestio, ddim eto, efallai, heblaw, tyn bach yn Caerdydd, ond ddim eto, da ni ddim wedi cael gymaint o problemau fod mae'n cael yn Lloegr hyn y bryd, ond mae'n cymdeithas yn gwahanu a dwi'n gweld yr un peth dros y byd. Mae pobl yn gwahanu I mewn grwpiau wahanol ac mae pawb yn erbyn rhywun, ond y peth pwysig am y ffydd ydy rhywbeth chi'n gweld yn yr Eisteddfod. Mae rhyw stori wahanol a pobl dod at ei gilydd. Yn yr Eisteddfod mae pobl yn dod o pob ran o Cymru ac pob ran y byd i cael hwyl gyda'i gilydd, i darganfod yr un deb sy'n dod pan mae pobl yn dod at ei gilydd, ac jyst i cael pobl yn ymgynnyll i ddallu pethau ac i fod llawn llawenydd ac i troi at pethau sy'n dda, pethau sy'n rhoi goleuniau ein bywydau, storiau, celf, canu, cerddoriaeth, pethau sy'n tynnu pobl at ei gilydd. Ac mae hynny yn agos iawn at beth ni fel pobl Christian yn trio wneud ydy yn troi at y Dduw sydd wedi creu a dynol rhyw fel un teulu, nid pobl ar wahân.
Yeah.
Teulu gyda llawer o amrywiaeth,
yeah,
ond mae hynny'n gallu bod pethau, nid pethau sydd yn golygu fod mae rhaid yn ei bod ar wahân.
Ac dyma lle mae cytun yr wythnos yma, ysodd y Steddfod, a mae yna phob, wel, gallu fynd pob enwad, ond mae yna lot o enwadau gwahanol yma. A meddwl ni, yn teimlo fod, falle bod rhywbeth newydd yn digwydd yng Nghymru, mae yna lot fwy o, beth yw'r gair, bobl yn ymddiried mwy yn ei gilydd, fel Cristnogion ac o'n nhw yn credu, falle 20 mlynedd yn ôl, llai o nerfysrwydd. Dyna'n rhywbeth yw ti'n gweld yn dy rôl di?
Ie, dwi'n llawn pobaeth am hynny. Jyst yn siarad ar ran y pobl Anglicanaidd ar y Eglwys yng Nghymru, mae rhaid i ni darganfod ffoedd falle tyn bach yn fwy llawn gostyn geithrwydd yn y humility. Falle yn y gorffennol, falle ni wedi tueddu bod tip bach rhy triumphalistic a rhy llawn y cariad at cael pŵr ac falle yr efengl sydd yn sôn am bod rhan o pethau, ddim yn rheoli pethau. Falle ysbryd fwy gyda'r y syniad o cydweithio yn lle o bod y rhai sydd yn rhedeg y sioe, ond gweithio gyda'n gilydd gyda gostyngeidrwydd yn y ffordd, yn ddilyn Iesu yn y ffordd tip bach, falle mewn rhai ffordd tip bach fwy tawel, ond yn y ffordd iaith sydd yn sôn am gwasanaeth fwy na arglwydd
i eithi. Ac yn olaf, Mary, mae lot o enwadau a troddodiadau yn gwneud pethau newydd na. Mynegion newydd o fod yn eglwys. A tybed ni gyda ti o beth ti'n gallu gweld o fewn eglwys yng Nghymru, a felly a wasgar, beth ti wedi gweld pethau newydd sy'n digwydd sydd wedi desbrydoli di yn y ffydd?
Dwi yn, ac mae amrywiaeth o prosiectau newydd. A fel unrhyw beth, mae rhai sydd yn ffynnu, a mae rhai sydd ddim yn ffynnu a hyn y bryd. Ond yng Nghymru, beth sydd yn arbennig, dwi'n credu, ydy fod mae wedi bod ysbryd o plannu eglwysi, plannu cymunedau o ffydd, dros yr oesoedd. Dyna be naeth Dewi Sant, oedd yn plannu eglwysi. Ond, be naeth Dewi a'r Santiau Celtaidd yng Nghymru, oedd maen nhw wedi cael greiddiau mewn cymunedau. Daeth nhw ddim i mewn cymunedau gyda criw o bobl o tu allan a rwy ffydd ar bobl. Mae nhw wedi weithio gyda'r pobl yna. Mae wedi treulio amser grando at y pobl ac yn cymryd pobl o ddifri. A dyna be mae rhaid i ni wneud pan ni'n wneud pethau newydd. A beth sy'n rhoi calon i fi ydy y gymaint o bobl sydd yn mynd at y traddodiadau o weddi yng Nghymru. Mae sawl sy'n troi at yr Franciscans, at y cymunedau sydd wedi bod yma dros y blynyddoedd. Mae'n y deep wells yma. Mae'n y pobl sydd wedi bod yn ffyddlon iawn dros y genedlaethau. A fel dwi'n gweld, y pethau sydd fwy llwyddiannus Mae'n anodd siarad am bod yn llwyddiannus pan ydych chi'n siarad am y ffydd. Ond y pethau sydd yn dangos y ffrwythiau o pobl sy'n ffyddlon ydy'r pobl sydd yn cymryd gweddi o ddifri. Mae rhaid fod pob peth ni'n wneud yn dechrau gan troi at Dduw ac mewn bywydau sydd yn llawn yr ysbryd o weddi. So I'm Mary and I'm the Bishop of Llandaff.
So here we are in St Catherine's in the middle of Eisteddfod week in Pontypridd, and the town is alive with Eisteddfod, the streets are full, trains are full. I came up by train from college. I've never seen a Valley's train so full of a morning. And you led a communion service here on behalf of, well, because Catin is based here in St Catherine's. And you came in, very strikingly, carrying a crozier, which isn't the name I'm all that familiar with. And you described it a little bit, and it had great significance for you. So I wonder if you'd mind explaining to us maybe what a crozier is. Some people might think it's something you use for a barbecue. but why it's significant, and what there were some carvings in there as well.
Yeah, so the crozier is a shepherd's crook, and a bishop's ministry is following Jesus, the good shepherd. Shepherds traditionally have sticks with that beautiful rounded shape at the top. Mine was really special. It was a surprise gift, and the people who gave it to me remembered that equality has always been a big part of my ministry. Mm. So it has two male saints and two female saints. And it means a lot to me because a bishop's job is about drawing people together. It's about finding unity. And the saints just do that so beautifully. Mm. And I'm really proud on my crozier to have a reminder of St. Melangellt, St. Non, St. Daniel, and St. Tylor.
Mm. Wow. And it's Eisteddfod week. It's taking place in Pontypridd, which is right in the smack in the middle, really, of your episcopacy?
The diocese.
So what does it mean for you as a bishop to have the Eisteddfod here for a whole week? What is that? You know, have you got any particular feelings, or does it kind of inspire you in some way?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's absolutely wonderful. It gives a real boost to the diocese. It gives a real boost to Pontypridd. You know, all our towns are struggling. And to have so many visitors, to have an opportunity to welcome people, and to do this at a time when in the UK so many of our communities are experiencing division. You know, people going out to protest and then counter-protesters and violence and tension. To have a festival that is all about celebrating things that do the opposite, that draw people together through the arts, through music, through poetry, through singing, and through celebrating and things that are good and wholesome. What a joy, and what a gift to our diocese, because we're really trying to take the Welsh language seriously. So it's been a big encouragement for people, to including myself, to try and brush up our Welsh language skills. And a week where we can use them completely proudly and in a place of great encouragement. It's wonderful.
I mean, actually, on that note, Mary, looking across the diocese, how, you know, in terms of percentages, how many churches would you imagine have some kind of Welsh language liturgical expression or any kind of expression during the week?
So we're trying for all of our churches to have some Welsh language expression. Now, in lots of them, that's very small. It might just be beginning the service with opening words or a blessing in Welsh. For some churches, that's quite a big step because they've not done it before. And then we've got one church which is entirely in Welsh, Dewi Sant in Cardiff. We've got a number that have quite a bit of Welsh, and some that are just putting their toes in. But churches of every denomination have to be able to speak to people. And yeah, the Welsh language has been so important for the faith. You know, the Welsh Bible, the Welsh hymn singing tradition, the language has really kept the faith alive. And if we're going to have good relationships with our sisters and brothers of other denominations in Wales, we all need to be able to speak to one another.
Mm. Well, you touched upon something there, Mary. So we're here because Katine is based here this week, and Katine represents pretty much every major tradition and lots of new churches, old churches, new expressions of churches, all kinds of languages I've discovered, not just English and Welsh, but many others as well. I get the feeling that churches are beginning, there's a lot more trust than there would have been a generation ago. It may just be me, but I wonder if you've seen something like that in your work.
Yeah, I think so. I think I've seen it in our tradition that people are desiring to grow, and they want a faith that speaks to the generation now. Mm. That it's not quite enough to remember what used to speak to us when we were young. Mm. I think people's perceptions of the world are so immediate. I think the pandemic has made people much more aware that consumerism doesn't support us. Mm. That there are things beyond the material that actually we need, we depend on, we can't answer all of life's questions. Mm. And so to have a faith that's flexible and that can adapt and can grow can only be a good thing.
Mm. And finally, Mary, thinking really about how churches, all churches, are kind of engaging with contemporary culture. There are new expressions or new pioneering initiatives pretty much everywhere. I mean, not everywhere, but one is hearing about new things. And I'm wondering, laryngitis. I'm wondering what inspires you when you look around. There's plenty of decline, I guess. We all know that. We're all part of traditions which places are closing. But there's lots of new things happening. And I'm just wondering what you're taking hold of.
Yeah. There's certainly lots of new things happening, and such a variety. Some things that are totally new, some traditional churches that are growing new shoots. What takes hold of me most strongly is things that speak and feel authentic, things that are rooted in prayer. You know, one of the things I love about Wales is the tradition, the ancient tradition of church planting. In the way that St. David and the Celtic saints did, of going to places and really listening to people. And that tradition of deep learning, deep listening, and that tradition of the prayer that sustains, that can be reimagined, and it can be done so differently.
Mm.
But the authenticity that comes from really listening to people, The thing that scares me about church growth is when it seems colonial, when it seems that we are only looking for outsiders to come and do it to us. I mean, it's the same with funding for churches, that when we are only looking for people from outside, and when we don't take seriously ourselves and our community, it's hard to see how growth happens.
Mm.
But when it's rooted in prayer, and when it has an authenticity about it, and when it takes the context seriously, it's fantastic.
Owen Griffiths ydw I, a fi yw gweinidog dros Henedariaeth y South East Wales gan o'r Eglwys Presbyteraidd Cymru.
Well, diolch Owen, ni'n eistedd tu fas Park Arts yma yn Rhyfforest. Dwi'n meddwl bwrw glaw ar y foment, ond mi siwr o fwrw
yn
weddol fian. Ystod yr Eisteddfod, so mae yna sŵn cerddoriaeth yn dod mas o'r ganolfan. Un i'n eistedd tu fas, mae yna babell, llyfr heb eiriau, the wordless book, so mae yna lle cyffroes iawn heddi ag yn ystod. So beth yw Park Arts, bydde ti'n dweud, Owen?
Well, mae Park Arts yn canolfan celfyddydau, canolfan lle all pobl dod a darganfod cymuned I fod yn rhan ohoni. Cymuned yn enwedig ar gyfer pobl sydd yn ymwneud a'r celfyddydau, ond cymuned hefyd gobeithio am pobl lleol yma yn Rhyfforest hefyd.
So hen gapel yma lle ni'n eistedd?
Bydd'r capel yn cael rhyw bryd yn ystod y Covid.
Yeah.
Ond gath Wayne Adams a Jess Morgan y syniad o droi'r capel i mewn i'r canolfan yma. So, i ni'n cael pob math o bethau ar ddangosfeydd a cyngherddau gigs nos iau nawr, sef fori. Bydd gen ni open mic.
Yeah.
Mae rhain i'n boblogaidd iawn. Mae rhyw hanner cant o bobl yn dod i weinio fel arfer.
Wel, bob wythnos neu bob mis?
Wel, credu y syniad oedd i gael e bob mis, so nid fel na mae wedi troi mas ar hyn o bryd. Mae bob doi fis rhywbeth fel na. Ond mae ansawdd y cerddoriaeth. So fi'n chwarae unrhyw offeryn, so fi'n canu chwaith. Ond mae'r ansawdd yma yn arbennig o dda. Mae'n just yn anhygoel i ddweud y gwir. Ac yn un rhoi diodydd, poeth i bawb, neu beth bynnag, just i ddangos rhywbeth o gariad Chris Teague at nhw pan maen nhw yma ac yn mwynhau y music.
Mae'n braf gweld bod, achos mae'r cymodd yn llawn o lifydd, yn llawn o gapeli, fel yr un hyn, Park Presbyterian, sydd wedi cael, ond mae'n gret gweld bod nad fywiad yn bosib fel mynegiad Cristnogol gwahanol iawn. Mae'n rhaid ffyrdd.
Ie. Ac hefyd mae yna... Mae'r prifysgol yn un agos iawn i'r prifysgol, prifysgol De Cymru. Mae ganddyn nhw diddordeb yn be ni'n neud yma hefyd. So mae lleoliad y lle yn holl bwysig wedyn. Mae nhw'n danfon y myfyrwyr yma i gael rhyw fath o internship gyda ni. Ac hefyd mae'r cyngor hefyd gyda diddordeb yn beth sydd yn digwydd yma. Partnerio gyda ni ynglyn â nifer o wahanol prosiectau hefyd. Yeah. So mae'n wir yn fel rhyw fath o golau yma yn fy fforest ar holl ACT, ond y cynnantafu ddweud i wir.
O ti'n sôn yn gynharach, Owen, bod y cyngor, rhyw fath o partneriaeth mewn gwirionedd, felly ni anffurfiol, ond mae'r cyngor lleol... a diddordeb yn gweld y lle yma yn llywyrchu ac yn tyfu.
Ac enghraifft o'ch arni yw'r gwyl Morfydd Owen. Nawr, gafodd Morfydd Owen ei magu yma pan oedd fe deulad yma yn Park Presbyterian Church. A hi nath mynd ymlaen i fod yn gyfansoddwraig enwog iawn yn Llundain. Ac oedd gan... Jess sydd yn rheoli y canolfan nawr, ganddi hi y syniad o gael rhyw fath o gwyl i ddathlu bywyd a chwefydd a music wrth gwrs Morfydd Owen, a mae'r cyngor wedi dod i mewn i bartnerio gyda ni i drefnu'r gwyl yma, a bydd y gwyl yma yn digwydd trwy'r nid jyst yma ym Mhacats ond ar draws Pontypridd yn gyfan gwbl mis Hydref nawr.
Yn ni Saesneg nawr te.
Okay.
Owen, okay.
Thank you so much.
You're doing wonderfully. Owen, do you want to... may same just name and job title.
My name is Owen Griffiths and I am the Minister of South East Wales Presbytery for the Presbyterian Church of Wales.
So Owen, here we are. We are outside an old chapel... In Pontypridd, it's the Eisteddfod week. Intermittently, there's music coming from inside the building, not quite at the moment. There's a pavilion, a tent, gazebo indeed. Oh, it's bigger than a gazebo in the grounds. There are kind of coffee tables scattered around. There's some beautiful borders, small plants, right in the middle of Pontypridd. So... and this is Park Arts,
it is.
I understand. So if, for those of us who know nothing about Park Arts, could you explain what Park Arts is?
Well, Park Arts is an art centre that has been set up by and is being run by the Presbyterian Church of Wales here in the middle of Treforest. And its principles really are to seek to minister to communities, the community of artists that are here in Pontypridd and in from the Canantav in general, and hopefully to create a community as well around with the arts. And actually, in saying that, it's been tremendously blessed in that way. There really has been the growth of a community here quite quickly. We've been open for 18 months, but already we have people who strongly identify with Park Arts and who are regulars here, which is great to see.
Yeah. And it's been opened...
I don't want to give the impression that everything we try succeeds, because a lot of things that we try fail, and that's absolutely fine. But it's good also to pause and to give thanks to God for those things that do succeed. And this is an example, I think, of one of those things that has that is taking off. You know, it really has gained traction.
Yeah.
Not only with this community I was talking about earlier, but with other organisations as well who want to come and partner with us in creating music or creating visual art or whatever.
Yeah. I wonder just if you could comment, Owen, on the building, Park Presbyterian Church, as it would have been in generations past, of which there are many across, thousands probably, buildings like this, many which go to rack and ruin or get sold off or redeveloped or... Can the two coexist, I suppose, the kind of traditional and, the innovative and entrepreneurial, if you like?
That's a tough question to answer. I mean, clearly the answer I would say is yes. I mean, you'd expect me not to say anything else, but it's really difficult to analyse at the same time. One of the things that Park Arts has not done is try to... force the gospel on anybody at all, but we have tried to run it as an art centre using the principles of the gospel. So that's love and authenticity as well, and honesty. So that has built up trust really, really quickly. And was some it the impression I get is that it was something that was needed in this area. So artists. Trust us. I should say, trust those who run it. I don't want to take credit for what's going on here, really. Yeah. And from that, conversations have begun. And so there are a lot of questions being asked about, well, why is a church running a centre like this? Questions being asked about the way that it's being run and that honesty that's at the heart of it, and that principle as well of service. And so the gospel is very much... present, being lived, but also occasionally in these conversations it is being spoken also.
And you know, we're very conscious as we sit here in Pontypridd. I mean, it's the kind of gateway town to the valleys, always because of where it is. I mean, that's but some really big institutions are present here. You've got the council, which is based in Pontypridd. You've got the university, which is another, you know, small, you know, people remember it as a small mining college that became a polytechnic. Now there's an enormous multi-campus university. So where does Park, and I know Park Arts has got partnerships or connections, how does, with all of these institutions and others, I wonder how that works out.
Yeah, well, for example, we were approached some time ago, some time earlier this year, was it last year? I can't quite remember. By the university, who they run a therapeutic arts course.
Yeah.
And they wanted one of their students to become an intern here. And she came and she really contributed tremendously to life here at Park Arts.
Yeah.
But I guess that was an example of the trust that I'm speaking of, that an institution such as a university would seek us out rather than the other way around.
Yeah.
And equally, the council as well, looking to our partnering with us in the creation of a festival this coming October, and are contributing a large sum of money and also some of their staff towards organising a festival called the Morfydd Owen Festival that'll take place.
Owen, it's coming to rain now, as we're both aware. Should we just tuck inside we'll carry on with that? So you began to talk, Owen, about a major festival that's going to be happening in the autumn.
Yes.
Kind of pioneered, led by Park Arts, but focused on the work of a woman called Morfydd Owen.
Yes.
So, you know, for those of us who know nothing about Morbid Owen, including me, I wonder if you know, if you could just give us a few kind of, few headlines.
That's all I'd be able to give, I'm sure. Morbid Owen was actually, her parents established Park Presbyterian Church in the early 20th century, I think it was. And she played the piano here as a teenager. Studied music, moved to London, and became quite a celebrated composer, composing mainly music for the piano. She died when she was 26, but left behind her some stunning, beautiful, beautiful music, and has largely been forgotten within Treforest and Pontypridd, even though during her day she was quite celebrated. And so Jess Morgan, who runs Park Arts, she had this idea of celebrating Morvid's life, her music and her faith through organising a festival. And this festival, the council got on board with it and have loaned us some of their people to help organise the festival. And it's going to take place from the 11th to the 13th of October. It's going to be here in Park Arts, but also it's going to be in the other music venues in Pontypridd, such as we have an arts centre called the Muni, and also what used to be the YMCA is now called Yma, and the Ynys Angharad Park, where the Eisteddfod is right now. So all these places will be given over for that weekend to the celebration of the life and music and faith of Morfydd Owen. And again, I mean, I mentioned that just as an example of really the way that we've known a real blessing here in Park Arts and been able to make these very deep connections with people and organisations within the town.
And so, Owen, you know, we'll wrap this up, but I'm just, so Park Arts is one example of a pioneering project in this area.
Yes.
And I'm putting you on the spot a little bit here. I wonder if you can think of any others, and they're all very, from what I can see, they're all different, these pioneering projects, in this area that you kind of represent, minister in. Are there any others that, you know, you come to mind?
Well, there are a couple of projects that we're getting off the ground as we speak. One of them is a ministry that is hopefully going to help alleviate some of the symptoms of poverty. Poverty is a massive problem here. I mean, we're in the middle of Treforest. Before the COVID pandemic, the child poverty rate in Treforest was 44%. And you'll find similar figures then for, you know, the valleys as you head north for here and indeed east. And so this project is going to provide clothes for those people who are in such desperate need, families and individuals. And we're setting that up at the moment. The first example of it will be in Beaufort near Ebbwville, but we want also to move it to Newport fairly soon, and also here in Pontypridd, so that we'll have a network of of centres.
Yeah.
Another example of...
Will that be kind of sharing, I don't know, is it sharing advice? Is it giving practical help? Is it...
Sorry, it will be hopefully all of those, but mainly focused on clothing.
Okay.
And so people will be able to enter, come into the centres and choose clothes for themselves and their families. And if it's important for them, they'd be able to make a donation. But if they're not able to, that's absolutely fine as well. So long as we can.
So this is part of your background with Carmel Clothing, I'm
that's
imagining.
Right. That's
Owen,
right.
Which is how I got to know about you, I'm sure, a few years ago. That was we don't need to go too much into that. But so this is an extension, a development of that idea,
hopefully, ultimately. And this is the vision anyway, that it will serve the whole of southeast Wales and will be an entry point for people as well to have community, not just clothes, but we want to spend time talking to people, getting to know people, because one of the symptoms of poverty is isolation. And through creating that community, we can perhaps then, if anybody wants to join, for example, a well-being group, they'll be able to do that. Or if they wanted to join an Alpha course, they'll be able to do that as well. Or if they just wanted to come, keep coming and have a cup of coffee, cup of tea, they'd be able to do that as well. So it'll be community will be a large emphasis as well. And I mentioned there the well-being groups. That's another pioneering project that we're launching here. It's something that South Wales Baptist Association have pioneered as well to have a well-being work. And we've kind of pinched the idea from there. We've taken on a psychotherapist whose name is Karen. And she is busy setting up initiatives, all different kinds of initiatives across the churches, Presbyterian churches here in South East Wales, to try and tackle that other element that is a blight on our valleys and our city centres, which is mental ill health and loneliness and isolation as well.
Diolch am wrando i'r podlediad yma a grynnech mas am yr un nesa yn fuan iawn. Thanks for listening to this podcast and listen out for the next one soon.